Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
It's Vision Sunday. Who's pumped for Vision Sunday? Man, one of my favorite Sundays. I love the whole January. And I'm telling you, he said it was his favorite Sunday of the year, but next month we'll have a new favorite. March will have a new favorite. I mean, it's good to be in a church. You got new favorite Sundays. Come on. There's always something to look forward to in this house. Pray because our pastor's got so much vision. But let me pray for us today. Heavenly Father, God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for your sons and daughters up in this house. God, Lord, I just ask that you smash ceilings today. Lord, you smash and alter beliefs that maybe we have about our future. God, Lord, I just ask, Lord, as you take these vision cards that look like a piece of paper, as we write down some desires of our heart, that, God, you touch them. Lord, that you open the heavens and do what you always do. God, we want to write stories that make your name famous. But, God, we want to see the miraculous. God, I want to see dreams come back to life. I want to see visions that are dead but resurrection power. God, I thank you for a church that's going to press in this morning. Lord, I thank you for everybody here. May you open their hearts and their mind and their soul to what you have to say to them today. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Hey, babe, can I have a vision card? You guys can be seated. You guys are amazing. Come on, thanks, babe. I'd kiss you, but in the last service, right before, I thought she was going to give me an attaboy or something. Like, you look hot. It's enough. Something. She goes, you smell like garlic. I'm like, babe, I'm about to get up and preach, and that's what I just gave her a compliment on her tithe message last service, and you smell like garlic. So if I'm praying for you, I'm sorry. If you fall over, I still hope it's to the anointing. Hey, Joel, come on, real quick. It's our one-year anniversary. Get back in there. How awesome is Joel? And I'm about to do it. I didn't know he's going to jump the gun, but you got to give us a rip. Come on, a good riff on some drums, because if anyone knows me, I love good bass, and I love drums. Can you just get, it's our one-year anniversary of Michaela and I coming north, so I figured for my anniversary, can you give me a good, just lay it out on the drums. Give me something. Come on, let's give it up for Joel Piper. That's church, everybody. Don't leave yet, I promise. The sermon's good. I'm telling you, that's my one-year anniversary present to myself. Joel, you're a boss, man. I'm telling you. I can't wait till his worship BPM station comes out. Oh, it's coming. It's on my vision card. You wait and see. I'm writing it down. Plain as day, and it's going to be amazing. I'm pretty fired up for today, if you didn't know. I feel like I went to, you know, Wednesday night men's emerge, and there were 600 dudes there, and Pastor Rob Carmen was punching dudes. I felt an anointing on me. So if I just jump down and swing, I'm definitely not as intimidating, but I got garlic on my side, so... But listen, before we go into this, seriously, I do want to honor the Hunleys. Because the Hunleys, stand up, you two. This amazing man and woman of God that answered yes to the call for ministry. Marketplace leaders in the workplace, still in the workplace, but took over for us at the 8:30. You know, we missed them like crazy. And then they just got asked to lead up our East Campus as the campus pastors. Come on. And don't tell me there's not a price to pay, because Michaela and I know. And they were just on a family trip in Japan, and they had a tragic event happen. Their mom is still on life support, but believing for a miracle. And I want us to reach out our hands. They left their mom in Japan to come over. They were just on family vacation. We are claiming a miracle. We are going to see her alive and well and back to life. And we're a church that believes in miracles. So if you're new here today, you're about to get your faith stretched. So we're going to pray right now. Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for the Hunleys. I thank you for their yes and the call on their life. And we speak life over Lisa's mom right now. Resurrection power. So God, we intercede right now. We do believe that the same miracles that happened in your word are the same miracles today, because your word is alive today. And God, we stand as a church right now and intercede for her family. And God, we bring victory, resurrection power, and victory over what a situation that looked bleak is our God story that we stand on. So God, we claim it. We pull it from heaven right now in your son's majestic, mighty, powerful, anointed, healing name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on. I also brought my fashion consultant, Joe Pringle. He's right here with his beautiful new bride. Pastor Phil's son, an incredible worship leader, just came to tell me that he's got to help me. So that was cool. I appreciate it. He knew we were speaking on Vision Sunday, and he goes, I got a different vision for you. I'm like, all right. You know you could have fun in church, right? I didn't sign up to fall asleep when I'm preaching. And my wife can tell you I fall asleep quick. I need a window between 3 and 7 seconds. That's all I need. Listen, this is your vision card today. On the back of it says my God vision for 2018. God gave me a word in the first service that some of you already have it, but some of you don't, and that's okay. But we're going to uncork it today. We're going to push on something. We're going to rattle something, and we're going to bust open a ceiling that maybe you didn't even know was over your life. And some of you, maybe you had some visions in the past that you don't know where they went. But I'm telling you today, you know, get ready, because I know stuff's coming. If you want to steal 20, 30 cards, go for it. You know, First Vision Sunday, I took 12 of them home. Thank goodness for Amazing Wife, let me put them everywhere. Then they ended up in my office in a nice organized fashion on a wall. She's a planner. But I'm telling you, they were still on my wall. There's something about reprogramming your brain. You can't have enough of these. I promise you, God's vision is bigger than one piece of paper for your life. But this is a start today, and it's Vision Sunday. And I'm honored that I even get to stand here and talk about it, because I am passionate that every one of you find your vision again. You know, it's amazing how many of my friends, you know, we grew up, same church, went to Westmont, you know, great college, but we were living the church dead dream. You know, we were just living our dream, what we thought. And let me tell you, it wasn't that epic. I hadn't seen a miracle. I hadn't seen anything. So I got 1 foot in the world, 1 foot in church. Some people call it a black sheep. I call it me. You know, so I went on and said, well, Sundays, I don't see anything powerful going on there. So I'll just hit, you know, downtown. That looks promising. And it's because I had no vision for my life. They had good music down there. My church had, oh, man, not this music. Not a good drum beat like that going on. But I'm telling you, I came to a place and got around a pastor that had such big vision, it scared me a little bit. Started hanging out with Pastor Yerrigan, and I realized he was the real deal Holyfield. And I said, I need to make some other changes in my life. And I'm a walking testimony. I never said I'd be here. This was not even my vision. But how many know when Pastor Yerrigan came here, it was just to start C3 San Diego. It was one church. But then when he got here, it became one church, 4 locations. And then now what we're here, guess what it became? One church, 16 locations. And then when we get to one church, 16 locations, how many know God's got a bigger vision? How many know that there's a California to take? There's a United States to take. You know, God's not going to run out of vision. So why do we slow down? I love this quote by Helen Keller. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight with no vision. So what are we living for? You know, vision is the essence of our whole being. Maybe we forgot that. The reason we are even sent into this world by God is to fulfill a vision. And yet some people are just walking around. It's like that movie, whatever it was, The Sixth Sense, I see dead people. You know, if you can see it, you can have it. It's amazing. But I want to take you on a little journey. I'm going to drop 5 points, do a little karaoke, and then we're going to pray for every one of you. So what's about to go down is that you're going to be filling out these cards. I'll think it's awesome because you're taking notes. But it's really your vision. And God's going to stir up some stuff and write it down. Even if it seems so far out there, write it down. Ask God to nudge you. And then we're going to go into a time of worship, and you're going to come down. I'm going to have the ministry team up on the altar because that's where things get altered in your life. And you're going to get prayed for, anointed with oil. Everyone's going to do it. Why would you come to church and have an opportunity for the greatest year of your life and not get prayed for? How many know it's important to seal a thing? Get prayed for, get anointed, seal a thing. If you're couples, I encourage you. I know you have your own vision, but write something down together. Come get prayed for together. Get the devil out of the middle of that thing. It's amazing. He comes to divide vision in a family. And today, I just like it. It's a good old-fashioned butt-kicking for the devil. The devil can't stand you to have vision. He'd rather you play small, feel sorry for yourself. Sure, you're going to heaven if you know Jesus, but that's not what he sent you for. If that was the case, you'd get to know Jesus, get raptured right to heaven. That would be his plan. Be American Express. Boom. See you later. That's not the plan. The plan is that you're going to live your life so on fire that other people are going to be inspired by who and what you be and want to know what you got. And we get to make his name famous. But it's amazing how many Christians have the word in front of them called pathetic. Because I was one of them for 30 years, so I can say that. But when you get around people that inspire you, something in you comes back to life. Something gets sparked back on the inside of you. So it's our one-year anniversary coming back up here. And do you think it was easy? Pastor Juergen and Leanne say, you're going to North. Do you think it was easy for them? Yet alone, I know Pastor Juergen and Leanne's heart. I know their vision. Why can't I just say yes? I said yes out of faithfulness. Was I convinced? No. Did I leave my friends? Did I leave everything that was comfortable? God might call you to do something that's uncomfortable, but how many know on the other side of that is something bigger than you could have ever dreamed, something that you could have ever asked for? But so many people get asked to do something, yet they shrink back due to fear, due to upbringing, due to a bad blueprint in their mind. And I'm telling you, we're going to let go of some beliefs today. And I'm telling you, I said yes out of faithfulness, but I wasn't sure. But I'm telling you, we've made some of the greatest friends up at this North Campus. I've seen God move, and I haven't seen God move like that in a long time. I've seen some stuff come back to life for people. It gets me fired up. Like, I know that I walked into the exact place and the right time. Like Faith was saying, you're at the right place at the right time. So what happens is, you know, Pastor David Chittick got a word. Michaela and I got a word. From a pastor that came all over, he's a prophet that came all the way over here. He's been in ministry 50 years, never preaches between Christmas and the end of January. That's his sabbatical every year for 50 years, never says yes. And while he was praying, God said, it's a timing issue. I need you to go. So 1 year ago, a prophet came over. We didn't know him, but had a word for our church and specifically for North Campus. We're going to play it right now. Listen to this.
Hello, North Campus. I'm looking forward to sharing a message with you this morning. But before I do that, I was woken up this morning and the Father gave me a word that was specifically for the North Campus. So I know nothing about you, but here's the word. It's the word transition. And the Lord wants you to understand the nature of transition. Transition sometimes is thought about, you know, like going from a negative or a positive, but that's not actually true. Transition is what takes you from the incredible heights of yesterday to the even greater heights tomorrow. But in between, there's a valley that connects those two incredible peaks, those mountains, and that's the transition. Okay, transition is like when you have see the glories of winter, glories of autumn, and everything's beautiful, and then you anticipate spring, but there's a connecting part called winter. And Hebrews 12 says our transitions are often involving things like shaking and questioning and a bit of shaking going on, and people saying why. And the reason for that is because in times of transition, God reveals the true hearts of men and women. So in times of transition, God finds out those who do not respond particularly well, but he also finds out those who suddenly come to the fore for the heroes that they really are. How we handle transition often determines our authority moving forward. The Hebrews 12 tells us this, that anything that can be shaken will be shaken. But that shaking is designed by God to bring about a new depth of unity that will in turn release an authority that was never previously possible. What you're going into in 2017, the transition that God has for you, is going to release a unity and an authority that is far greater than anything you've ever known. As you pull together, the whole new horizon, a whole new territory will open up for you. This is a God-ordained time. It's the beginning of a whole new era for you. So embrace your transition. Transition shouldn't intimidate you. Be willing to let go so that you're able to embrace. If you embrace your transition, you'll be empowered by it. I do trust that you will really enjoy the message now as we get into it together. God bless you.
Come on. A new level of authority up in this house. It's amazing that was prophesied over this campus. And it was amazing just a week ago when I heard it for the first time in a year. How much has God done? You know, we went through a huge remodel. We got kids' church open. We got men's prayer ripping the roof off this place. We had 46 women last Thursday at Thursday morning prayer. We've seen people that were told that they would be, you know, in a wheelchair forever, totally healed, cancer healed. Stuff that seemed impossible to the world is possible when you have a church with a new level of authority. We just bought the Descanso building. It's all happened in a year. So what happens is a lot of you may have been prophesied over or maybe heard from the Lord about a word. You got to keep that thing out in front of you. Sometimes we got to hold on to that vision because the devil's going to do whatever he can to steal it from us. We'll just kick it right back. So I thought it was awesome just seeing all that God's done, especially hearing that prophecy one more time. And I mean, it was such a great year. I felt like that transition year was building the foundation, the building blocks for teams, for you and I, for our faith, for our prayer life, for everything to take us to the new level as we go into Emerge. You wait and see what happens. 1,600 men coming down off a mountain, never the same. As we go into this year, I need an entire church to enlarge their territory on vision. That's why it's such a perfect message for today for every single one of us in this place. No matter where you're at, we could always increase. You know, there is no ceiling over our life. It's so important to understand that. So important. Sometimes we got to shake off the old, get around people that challenge us. I love a church that's just not going to easily be intimidated, easily be offended. We got to learn to speak into each other. To, you know, to edify one another, to prophesy. Yeah. One thing I can tell you about men's prayer is just to see all these men that maybe came in, didn't even have a prayer voice. Yeah. Bunch of squeakers. That now sound like lions roaring on a Tuesday morning. And it's just the beginning. Yeah. So if you've never been, I encourage you to go. So what is vision? Vision is the discovery of God's plan as it relates to your life. Vision is also a foresight with insight. Vision, it means the beginning of a thing with the end in mind. You know, I love it. No man ever saw glory without a vision first. I love Napoleon Hill. You know, in the 1700s, he said this, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Do you know he said that before quantum physics, which didn't even come around until the early 1900s on brain development? Which proved his quote. Where do you think he got that download from? Yeah, a divine quote. But yet Still, people mocked him. He's so positive. But I'm telling you, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Vision is conceived with the mind. You know, I love it. To have sight without vision is worse than being blind. So let's just get some sight back. We got to get our mojo back. Yeah, I love it. Vision is not the same as ambition. See, I was caught up in ambition. You know, I was hungry. I wanted to go after some stuff. I was young. I was in the marketplace. I'm still in the marketplace. But don't let ambition be confused with vision. I love it. Well, ambition is what a man desires to become in life. Vision is what God created you and I to become. The only meeting point of the two is where the will of man is lost in the will of God. I love this because vision is a higher thing than ambition. I had it backwards. Put God's vision for your life over ambition and watch what happens. Ambition, just remember, it's man's desire of what you want to become. Vision is God's creation of what you're to become. Vision should become your ambition. So how do we get vision? Anybody want to know? I got 5 epic points that I hope we can get to. If not, you'll get prayed for. It'll be awesome. But let me give them to you so then you could ask me questions later. So there's stand, watch, write, run now. Those are your 5. You ready? Drink out of a fire hose? Yeah. Come on. I got to make sure you're ready. Yeah. Yep, some of you are. That's okay. All right, listen. Point 1, stand. Remember, stand on your vision God gave you. Don't let somebody else talk you out of your vision because God gave it to you, not them. If it was meant for them, he would have given it to them, but he gave you a vision. But it's amazing, and I want to share with you just out of Numbers 13, 30 through 31. There's a bunch of spies, if you know the story, but there's 2 that I really like. But Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. "Let's go at once and take this land," he said. "We can certainly conquer it." But the other man who had explored the land with him disagreed. "We can't go up against them. They are stronger than we are." What you think about, you bring about. Yeah. Yeah. 2 said, "That's our land. We can take it." The 10 of them folded like a deck chair. And it's amazing because we can start off with a vision and people talk us out of it. I love my mom and dad, but I can't tell you how many times they always would say, "You can do anything you want to do." And then when I'd tell them, "Oh, don't do that." My mom always listened to my podcast. So, Mom, I think you're amazing. It's just a preface. It's a little thing. Everyone's cheering you on right now, Mom. There you go, Mom. But see, don't look at what your friend is doing and think you have to do the same thing. You know, I love Elon Musk because he had a vision somewhere that no one could talk him out of. And so he said, "How do I resource that vision?" So he did PayPal to resource his real vision. It's amazing how many people told me he couldn't do it or still tell him today he can't do it. But he doesn't talk to the naysayers. The haters give him fuel. And I'm telling you, it's amazing how many of us, we get a little hating in our life. We just put our little vision on hold because God has called it to be a big vision. But we're going to be intimidated because that's what the devil does to try to be attacked. You know, we'll look at maybe someone else's music instead of create our own. But we're called to our own vision. And it's amazing because how did someone get cutting edge? I look back at Hillsong United coming out with this fresh thing. And then so many churches just want to play what they got. But God gave them a vision to cut their own album. We need our own fresh sound. You know, God renews. He doesn't run out of inspiration in the spirit. He created the universe, stuff that maybe you've never even seen. The wonders of the world you haven't even been to, but you know there's more. But some people haven't stepped into it yet because they're listening to everybody else around them. And I'm telling you, draw the line in the sand. Not this year. There's a fresh sound coming out. There's a new look coming out. All of us have it. We can settle for, I mean, no one's ever had a vision of a time clock. Right? I mean, is there anybody like, oh, I can't wait just to punch the time clock? I'm so pumped tomorrow. I want a bigger time clock. No. We wake up with visions to change the world. Our gift, our arts, our talents. You just got to get around people that celebrate us instead of shut us down. I want to hang out with people that pour fuel on my fire, not come with a water pistol. You know, I love this little kid, 13 years old. His name is Luke Thill. I read this story, and I thought it was amazing. His parents, you know, got a teacher conference call. They said he was ADHD, so they didn't know what to do with all his energy. So they said, go play in the backyard. Go build something. So the kid's like, all right. So he had to build. He wanted to build a fort. His dad said, go get the money, thinking this kid won't do anything. He doesn't even do his chores. Well, guess what? He started mowing all the lawns in the neighborhood. Took him a year to raise $1,500. Took that $1,500, started building something in his backyard. Started off as a fort, because that's what his dad thought, but he had a vision. He ended up building an 89-square-foot house, decked out. 89 square feet isn't big, but I'm telling you, it was epic. But all the neighbors started coming around. He started taking YouTube videos of all his progress. He needed help, so he went to his neighbor's house that was an electrician to come over and do some work for it. Traded it out by cleaning out that guy's garage so he'd do some electrical work at it. It's a full-fledged house, and he video documented the whole time, 13 years old, because he got a vision. Because of that vision, the school principal called him in, got him interviewed with the school newspaper. Got the school newspaper, said, wow, that's pretty cool. So the big newspaper interviewed him. Then next thing you know, weeks later, he's on the Today Show. Now he goes around speaking, public speaking, has a video blog that's taken off because he's doing other projects now, and he's now a consultant for tinyhomes.com. That's a kid with a vision. Look him up, Luke Thill. I'm telling you. What have I done lately? I don't know. Number two, watch. And before I go into this point, sometimes you got to be challenging your own beliefs because you got to change your beliefs. We're a product of our fathers, sons, preachers, teachers, people that influence since we are little. And yet you develop this belief about whatever it may be, and that you'll come in and hear something new at church that stings you a little wrong. You're like, nah, I don't believe that. Well, good. Have you read the Bible? Oh, I don't know if I believe that. Well, have you studied it? Or is that your belief because someone else told you it? That's how I was for so long. I probably spent over $150,000 on personal development, reading books and devouring them. I needed to come up with my own beliefs, not my dad's belief, not my mom's belief. I want to know, what is my belief? What do I even believe about that? It's amazing how much I've changed my beliefs over the years. Because I found certainty and knowing I'm going to go after this thing. I want God's revelation for my life, not my mom's revelation for my life. So it's amazing. I want to read this. Vision can be obtained through the prayers, and I want to show you in Acts 10, 9 through 16. Prayers gives grace to vision. Watching gives alertness and direction to vision. When prayers give birth to vision, watchfulness keeps them from being forgotten. So I want to read this verse out of Acts. It's when Peter visits Cornelius. Okay, the next day, as Cornelius' messengers were nearing the town, Peter went up on the roof to pray. It was about noon, and he was hungry. But while a meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. It's because he was starving. He saw the sky open, and something like a large sheet was let down with its four corners. In the sheet were all sorts of animals, reptiles, and birds. Then a voice said to him, "Go up, Peter, kill and eat them." "No, Lord," Peter declared. "I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws have declared impure or unclean." But the voice spoke again, "Do not call something unclean if God has made it clean." The same vision was repeated three times. Then the sheet was suddenly pulled up to heaven. What I want to tell you about that is Peter looked at certain foods. You know, he's Jewish, can't eat pork, but he got liberated. But I'll tell you this. He also looked at people as unclean. So he wouldn't have witnessed to Cornelius because he was dirty and unclean. But because of that dream, that vision that the Lord gave him, he changed his beliefs about, he was grown up his whole life, bar mitzvah, all that stuff, believing unclean, unclean, Gentiles are unclean, to the very man Jesus wanted to witness to. Peter had to change his beliefs due to a vision, due to a dream, corrected behavior, and in witness to the Gentiles, Jews, everybody alike. It's amazing how religiosity can shut our dreams down. How do I know? I hear it all the time. You know, my wife bought me my bling out watch for my 40th. I used to wear this all the time because I'm in the marketplace. The minute I became a pastor, I'm like, oh, maybe I won't wear that watch. You know what? It's Vision Sunday. I'm wearing my watch. Religiosity can get us in the way of our dreams and our future because we are grown up a certain way. Maybe we ought to live in poverty. Maybe success is for everybody else, but not you. No. All things are possible. Don't get too religious on me. I came into this church really religious. I knew a lot of theology. I went to a Christian school, had a really good doctrine. But I'm telling you, it was limiting my beliefs on power, on healing, on prayer, on supernatural, on success for my life. When I realized that all things are possible, God does want me to flourish, I started operating at a new level. And I'm telling you, church, we got to let some of that stuff go and know that you can walk into the blessing. You can walk into the FOG, which is the favor of God, that you can go after all your dreams, your heart's desires. Listen, if you want that big blinged out house, good. Go for it and then give it away to somebody. I don't know. Whatever God tells you, you know? I promise you this. We could debate theology later. I was in a service on a Vision Sunday in 2012. And I heard God say, I release you to go get your dream car. I drove straight to the Porsche dealership and bought it. Crazy, because boy, I like that thing. 3 years later, he told me to sell it. It was a lot easier to be obedient on the first one. But I made a decision, I'm gonna be obedient because I know there's blessing on the other side. And so I went and released it. And let me tell you, I've been blessed on the other side of it. But I think God was just testing, where's your heart at? I know you're getting pretty caught up in that thing. But I can't wait till the next one. Maybe it's today. So I just tell you that because I don't want any of you, we got to learn how to pray, how to prophesy, how to go after some stuff. I don't want anybody to have a limiting belief on what God has for you. That's why we got to watch. We got to pray, and we got to press in for the vision of our life. You know, and the next one is write a vision. Write the vision. A vision not written down will soon be forgotten. What's amazing is we all read God's vision, hopefully every day. That's called the Word of God. It's called the Bible. If it was good enough for God, it should be good enough for us. Write it down. Put it on your vision card. Put it out in front of you. That's what we're doing today. And Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4, I love this version. What is God going to say to my question? I'm braced for the worst. I'll climb to the lookout tower and scan the horizon. I'll wait and see what God says, how he'll answer my complaint. And God answered, write this. Write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. The vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait, and it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. It will come at the right time. Look at the man, bloated by self-importance, full of himself, but soul empty. But the person in right standing before God, through loyal and steady believing, is fully alive, really alive. I tell you that because I was out there in the marketplace making it happen. Me. But I wasn't waiting on the Lord. But when you get a vision from God and you write it down and you wait on God, let me tell you, it's a whole nother ride. Don't do it on your own. Get a God vision, not your vision. Your vision, you could always look back and give you glory, but get a vision, make it so big that only his name gets famous because of it. That's how big we gotta think. It's called blue ocean strategy. If you come up with something that you think you can do, I promise you it's not a God vision. It has to be so big that God's gotta be in the middle of it. It doesn't intimidate you, but it sparks life back in you. It says really alive. Next one, number 4, run with vision. Activities of your vision must become a daily routine. It's a habit. Henry Ford wrote, vision without execution is just hallucination. Vision plus action equals realization. I love it because what steals our vision is stress. In the movie, The Greatest Showman, which I love, my kids are singing it like crazy, Hugh Jackman was getting beat down with life. He got fired from his job. He was walking around aimlessly, but he had sang this song his whole life from a little kid. how he even got his wife because of how positive, how big he thought, how he had this God dream for his life. But life wasn't turning out the way he thought. But thank God for two little girls, because who you surround yourself matters. And his two little girls started singing a song that sparked him back to life. And in a moment, everything changed. Listen to this song and the lyrics.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy.
Come on, how good is that? See, we look at it like it's just a movie, but that was someone's life. And you know someone sat down and had to think of those lyrics? The whole soundtrack's like that. Encouraging, uplifting, edifying, bringing your soul back to life. And I'm telling you, I want to know who wrote out all those lyrics, because that's the dude I want to go hang out with, or the woman I want to hang out with. Because they were living inspired. And when you're living inspired with your dreams out in front of you, your vision out in front of you, stuff comes back to life. And it's so important to get around that. You know, the takeaway of that whole thing is hang out with visionaries and dreamers. His little girls sparked back to a dream. And he says, that's it. Today's the day. And it lit him up on the inside. He went and purchased his dream. He made his dream happen. That blessed a lot of people because of it. It's an incredible story. I encourage you to check it out. You know, a lot of people, I have them do the vision test and the dream test as I wrap it up, start getting those cards ready. But I'll have people write down, I'll do a 2-minute timer. I say, write down if money and time were of no consequence, that you weren't limited by anything. Write down all your dreams and your visions for yourself right now, go. And I stop it after 2 minutes. And what you got to understand is 0 to 10 means your toilet's stuck. It's amazing, 85% of this room will raise your hand that you didn't get more than 10 written down. I wouldn't laugh about it, because the devil's been working overtime to stress you out, because stress is what shuts our mind down. See, 10 to 20 means that there's a little bit of a flow. 20 to 30, that's where you want it. Stuff's flowing. I like 30 plus. That's dreaming. My wife wrote 7 down her first time, cried. We were at the same. We're learning it together. Now she writes more than me. So I'm telling you, we got to unclog the toilet, write stuff down, get prayed for, get set free, get it broken off. How many times should you do it? All the time. Why not once a month? Why not once a week? Why not once a day? What's it going to take you to get back in? Start hanging around. Start looking at dream magazines. Start walking through open houses. Go sit in that car you've always wanted. It's not about the material things, but they do bring you back to life, because we live in a material world. Ask Madonna. So listen, as we wrap this up, number 5 is, it's a now vision. It's now. Hebrews 11:1, faith is the coincidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Faith is, you know what that means? It means right now. It's present tense. Not about yesterday. We want to live in tomorrow. I love this quote, obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off your goal. That's why it's such a big person about goal setting. When you're so focused on your goal, you don't see the mountains, you don't see the obstacles. you see what God is in front of you doing and pulling you towards. It's like a tractor beam. That's what goal setting is. It's just a tractor beam. Every time you are tempted to react the same old way, ask if you want to be a prisoner of the past or a pioneer of the future. As we go, let's press in for Vision Sunday. Listen, if you haven't written anything down because you're not sure where to start, I'm going to ask the ministry team to come up right now. And if you're not sure, you know, you feel stuck, I want you to come down to this side of the altar because we're going to get you unstuck. We're going to pray for things. We're going to bust some things loose. We're going to get it broken off because there is a spiritual thing. Listen, if you don't know Jesus, it all starts there. You're never going to have a God vision without the Creator in your heart. You know, I'm never going to drive a Porsche unless I own it. You're never going to live in what Christ has for you unless you own Him in your heart. So listen, if you don't know Jesus, there is a sinner's prayer. Don't let that word freak you out. We're all sinners. We've all fallen short. But when you come down to get your card prayed for, just say, I want to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I want to put Him in His rightful place. You could also, we're in the millennial generation, you could text 555-888, follow Jesus. It is important. We do want to pray for you. We do want to look after you. We do want to give you a book called Following Jesus that's going to take you through next steps. If you want to get baptized at the 5, Pastor Juergen's preaching tonight at the 5. How many of you know that's going to be powerful? If you've never gone to church twice on a Sunday, just write it on your vision card. It will come to pass today. But make sure you text follow Jesus to that because we want to follow out and look after you. We want to pray for you. We want to love you. We want to get you connected. But for the rest of you, I'm going to pray for you right now. We're going to bring your cards down and we're going to unleash this thing, anoint yourself with oil. We will make the time for you. So lift your cards up in the air right now. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, God, You've given us words. You've stirred us, Lord. And as we're still maybe even processing the visions that are in our heart, the desires of the heart, You already know. So I ask right now that You bless every hand risen right now. Lord, that You're bringing stuff back to life. Marriages back to life. Addictions broken. Whatever it may be, God, that You're setting us up for success this year. May it be the greatest year of our life. God, release us to walk down to the altar where everything can change in a moment. Alter our life today. Bless us today. In Your Son's name we pray.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.